Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to this week's Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my sperm donor, Christopher Ramsey.
Wow, sperm donor.
Works a treat.
Cold. It does work. It's worked twice, so that's good. Mm-hmm. You said this week's Shag Married Annoyed. You've never said that before. You just say Shag Married Annoyed. So I think everyone, am I right in thinking, listener, did you get a shock? Bet you they got a shock.
What did I say?
You're listening to this week's Shag Married Annoyed.
Well, I'm not going to lie, before we started, I'd said to you, what do I do again?
Yeah, you literally did.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, and okay. I, again, made note of the episode number, 88, to tell you, but you don't give a shit, because it doesn't change anything you do.
Two Fat Ladies.
Is that one? Two Fat Ladies, 88?
Yes. Good. Is it? I don't know.
It's always good to call in your bingo calling days. Probably not I'll say that anymore, Two Fat Ladies. Sizest and assuming gender.
Well, so, listen...
I would turn off now if I was you, because she is just, you've offended everyone, Rosemary.
Well, I'll take it back. Listen, yeah? 88, me, twice.
I think that's allowed. It's derogatory. I think that's allowed. It's self-derogatory, so yeah. I think that's absolutely fine. Cool. And factually accurate. This week's... Guys, thank you so much for listening. Lovely to be back in your ears. It's episode 88. And before we continue any further, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsponsor, this week's podcast...
Can you believe you've done this 88 times?
Nah, it's wearing thin now. I'll be honest with you. Like.
People like it. Don't know why people like it.
I kind of made a rod from your own back, though. I just keep running out.
Come on.
But it's all right. I came up with two today. I got emailed from two companies today.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And this is these guys offer the most.
Right,
so
great.
It's
okay,
these ones.
Okay.
Yeah. This week's sponsor is Secondhand Bath Water. Ooh. Mm. Hey. Looks all right at first, doesn't it? Ooh. But hold on. Ooh. Bit cloudier than it should be. Ooh. Couple of floaters. Oh, it's fine. I'll get in. Ooh. Gritty. Gritty on the bottom of the bath.
Yep. What's that? That's in me fingers. Oh. That's from a sock.
Someone's hair.
In between
your
toes.
Or maybe a snot.
You never know.
Yeah. Secondhand bath water. Look past the bubbles.
Or put more in. That never works, does it?
Well,
and when you're getting secondhand bath water, yeah. So I get in Robin's bath after him sometimes, and I think, I'll add some more hot, and I'll put bubbles in, because he doesn't like bubbles, because he's weird.
Yeah.
And you put the bubble juice in, and then... bath foam. Oh, fuck's sake.
The bubble juice!
So tired today.
Right. For me, that's up there with the best thing you've ever got wrong. You're like, oh my God.
Oh, don't.
Bubble juice. No, it's fucking great. Bubble juice?
It's
bubble juice.
Juice.
Oh my
juice
God.
Juice of the bath.
Wow.
Anyway, you put it in. Now it happens.
Yeah.
Does it in secondary bath water?
It's almost like when, have you ever seen someone put cordial in after water in a glass?
Oh, and
you
what's go, wrong with
oh,
him?
I don't know.
Horrible,
that.
Horrible.
Yeah. It never works, the never. Bubble juice.
No.
Second time. No, bubble juice is actually a kid's version of Beetlejuice. It's not scary.
Oh, hey. It's going to be a long episode. I'm crying.
It's going to be good. You're already crying.
Actually crying.
Oh, bubble juice. Wonderful. Absolutely. Hey, secondhand bath water. The filthy way to recycle.
Here's the jingle.
Oh, I remembered.
The juicy jingle.
Bubble
juice. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagmarried Annoyed.
Hello.
Lovely to have you back once again. Hope you're all okay.
Hey, can I tell you something? That friend of the podcast, Carl Hutchinson, told me the other day.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We were on the phone the other day, and I don't know where it came from. I've got no idea where it came from. He just randomly went to his... He went, yeah, did you used to do this thing at school? And I went, what? And he went, right, it's out in our school. He went, I don't know if it was just my school. Now, I don't think it was his school. I think it was just him and his
mates. Well, I went to his school.
Okay, well, I can run it past you.
Right.
He said, in his school, what would happen is... If one of the lads would get up, so say you are writing in like a book or you were, you know, doing your work in like an A4 jotter or whatever, one of the lads would stand up and go somewhere in the classroom or go to the toilet or whatever, right? Another lad on that table would stick their hand down their pants, pull a massive handful of pubes out and drop it all over their page, right? Right. And then they'd like get back and be like, oh, like, but they'd be like, oh no, that was it. Sorry. Apparently, if someone else caught them doing it, they'd be like, oh, Minto, we're like putting pubes on like Tom's book. So all the lads would come over and there'd just be like a massive pile of pubes ripped out of people's pants onto this lad's book. Great. And he'd come back and be like, oh no. And then Carl was like, but you ran a risky game because if you were the one who started it and you sat right next to them, they would just pick the book up and blow them at you.
Oh my word.
Is that a thing that actually happened in your school?
Right, well, one, not amongst my group of peers. It didn't. Right. It might. He was the year below me.
I had on this might have been pre-Holy Island. We're not sure.
I was going to say, have these guys just been to Holy Island the whole year? No, it probably happened. That was around the same time as American Pie.
Right, okay.
Do you remember the cheese, the pizza? Was that American Pie?
I don't know.
What film was that where they put pubes under the pizza and you had to eat the pizza?
Right, well, A, that wasn't a film. That was Dirty Sanchez. Where they did it with
a it was on a film. It was on a film. I think it was a cheese, the one. Just Googled it. It was on Cheese All That.
Cheese All That.
Cheese All That, which was at 1999, which was comprehensive. I think I was in year 9 by then, so Carl would have been in year 8, probably full of pubes. So yeah, that probably did happen.
It's just the worst thing you've ever said. Carl would have been in year 8 full of pubes.
Carl is a mature.
I got pubes very late. I don't think I'd have had them to spare if someone got up and got out of the class. Honestly.
Were you like, oh, this is disgusting, this game. Oh, you're so filthy.
I'm not getting me one cultivated and gelled pube out for this. Think I am. Some kind of fucking mug. It's got school disco on Friday, man. Not wasting me pube. Want to show someone it?
Oh, God. me one pube. That probably did happen at our school.
Yeah.
Lovely school, but... Full of pubes.
lovely school, but the cleaner didn't half go through a hoover.
Oh, bless her.
Constantly getting new hoover, she was. Knackered.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Something dangerous has happened recently.
Something dangerous?
Yeah, for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, I've had a bank account since I was 11, right?
Show
started
off.
Nice and early.
Show off.
I've learnt my bank details off by heart.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
Oh, God.
So...
Hey, as long as they're not mine.
No, they're genuinely mine. I haven't learned yours yet. That's too many numbers. Yeah. Yeah, it took us years and years and years to learn them. And what used to happen was, what I would find happening is I would be on my laptop buying something on my phone, and then my card would be like at the other side of the house in my bag, and I'd go, oh, and then I'd not buy the thing.
Ah.
I don't do that anymore.
So you've learned, you haven't learned your bank details, you've learned your card details.
Yeah.
What's your expiry date?
Why? I'm not telling anyone.
You can see your expiry date.
2022.
Right, so you've only got, you know, a year and a half more of that, and then you have to learn a new one, is my point.
Oh, God!
I love that you didn't work that out.
I didn't think about that.
You think that number, do you think expiry date is just there for a laugh? It'll expire, they'll send you a new one, it'll be totally different.
What?
I can't believe you didn't
know that. Oh, man. It's like the long card number. I've learned it off by heart.
I learned my last one and then I got a new card and I've never learned it since.
No. Can they not just change the last four digits? Oh, it's too complicated.
Imagine that call to the fucking... to the bank. I know you're up on like fraud and all that, but I literally just want the last number to be changed. Can you go up one? You know how it's like 44 billion, da, 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 da. Can you make it forward there? And one. Can you change that zero to a one? Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, well then. Well, just for the next year and a
just
half.
Just enjoy it while it
expect
lasts.
Expect a lot of stuff turning up at this door.
A lot of stuff already does turn up at this door.
Haven't you noticed?
I've just had to do like an hour of recycling before this started. It's fucking ridiculous how much stuff we get sent.
Places love packaging.
Honestly.
What can you say?
Good God.
But yeah, so that's happened, which is fun.
Well done. I'm proud of you. Well done.
Something else which has happened recently, I don't know whether you've noticed this, I put something on my Instagram about it. Robin just wants to wear shorts all the time.
He's like a postman. Yeah.
No, he is. Yeah. I'm just worried he's going to be one of them blokes who just wears flip-flops in December, walking around the shops.
Oh, God.
And you go, what are you doing?
I do not trust people who just wear shorts. Then again, one of my tour managers, Reese, he wears shorts literally all the time. Mm. Paul wears jeans constantly. Reese wears shorts, but like freezing, like snow, shorts on.
Why?
Don't know. Says his legs are always hot. Which is just weird.
Maybe that's Robin. Maybe his legs are... He just wants to wear shorts all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not
it's,
cool.
It's very annoying. And it's upsetting, to be honest. Because I'm taking him out and it's free. We live in the northeast of England. It's absolutely bitter cold. And he's got shorts on. And I think people must think, "Eh, that poor kid." Do you know what I mean? Like,
"Eh." She hasn't cleaned any trousers for that poor kid. Uh-huh.
Oh, he hasn't. That Bane's got no jogging pants. He does. He's got loads. He just wants to wear his summer shorts.
Well, he put his shorts on yesterday and went to a bouncy castle place. Mm. And he was going down the slides and stuff. And I was like, he's going to burn his legs here. This is how you burn your legs.
Doesn't care.
I've still got burns on my arms off a barbecue I had bloody ages ago before all this shit. Mm-hmm. I've still got the scars.
I mean.
I opened the door this morning at the postman. And the postman was like, "All right." I went, "Yeah, you okay?" And he went, "Oh, getting a bit cold for shorts, innit?" And he had his shorts on. And I went, "Yeah." I went, "Put some pants on, man." And I'm sure he just went, "Nah." I'm sure I heard him go, "Nah." I was like, "All right, then, bye."
Nah. They always, but they get hot, though. That's a hot job. It's a lot of walking. My mum would be good at that job.
What, being a postman? Post lady.
Yeah. Post person. Yeah. She would love that.
She just loves a walk.
She loves a walk, yeah. Fit in with her walk.
Yeah, but...
Sandra, if you're listening, get a job.
I'd love, out of sheer interest, I'd love to see the pedometer of a postman.
Oh, I know, it'd be mental.
I know it sounds really fucking boring thing to say, but I'd love to know how many steps to do.
Loads, I bet.
Yeah.
Do you know I went to the Metro Centre the other day and I did like 9,000 steps. It's a lot, that.
9,000 steps?
Yeah, around the shops.
You get lost?
No, just walk loads, just walk really far. Isn't that good, though?
That's very well done.
Thank you.
Very good. Don't overdo it, though. You're pregnant. And you haven't mentioned it yet, so well done.
Actually...
Oh, shit, the bed.
Well, no, okay. Right, you started. Speaking of that, I've had an email from a couple of people.
A couple of people?
Yeah. This one says, "Hi, Ramses. Me and the wife are currently playing catch-up and on episode 85. And every morning, we have friendly bets for sexual favours about how long it takes for one of you to mention Rosie being pregnant. Currently..."
Stop that
monkey, filthy bastards.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you here, Rosie, but I'm going to, because stop using our on-the-way baby... I can't even speak.
Innocent.
Or innocent on-the-way child for your sexual exploits of a morning when you probably haven't even washed and your breath probably stinks and your saliva probably smells like play as well.
Ranted, isn't it?
Oh, hey, I'm fuming.
So he says here, "Currently I am winning with times roughly under 1 minute. Keep it up, guys." And that's from the parishes.
Well, it'll took a while today. It's took her. This is the first time I mentioned you've been pregnant. It's took a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, so hopefully you lost. Yeah, so, yeah, fuck you, dude.
Babadoo, 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 bah. We were just talking about this before the podcast. It was so strange because I'd wrote this in my phone to talk about and you mentioned it at the Kitchen Island this morning.
At the Kitchen Island.
Where all conversations happen.
Well, the Kitchen Island's very close to my heart, actually, because I actually surprised all my friends with a trip to the Kitchen Island and we all got tested and we all isolated. And then we all went on the Kitchen Island and pretended everything was normal. It was great.
Oh, is this Kim K? Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that.
This is where you said Kitchen Island. This is where you said on the Kitchen Island, like we live in some kind of, you know, small globe. And the Kitchen Island is a geographical location.
It's quite a big island, to be fair. Yeah. No, we were chatting about how I went to a supermarket cafe the other day. Because I do love a supermarket cafe, I'm not going to lie.
Do not slag off a supermarket cafe if you're near me.
They are
love
great. They are great.
Discover them on tour. Love them.
Yeah. Went to one the other day and I said, "Hello, could I please have a kid's meal for the kid, Robin? Chicken nuggets, chips and peas. And I would love a jacket potato with tuna and sweet corn, please." Yeah. And to which the lady said, "Yeah, that's fine. The kid's meal's fine. But unfortunately, we've got no tuna left."
Yeah.
To which I thought, hang on.
Yeah. I've always found that weird. Yeah.
We're in one of the biggest supermarkets in South Shields. And I've got tuna on my shopping list. I've actually got tuna in my trolley locked away. Would you like to use that?
Yeah.
Why does that happen?
I find that so weird. It's happened to me in one before. What have they run out of? It might have been beans, you know.
I
think I was on the one. There's one on the way to Scotland at Berwick or somewhere, one of the roundabouts, and I was on there. And
one of the roundabouts.
Yeah, there's like a roundabout at Berwick with like a McDonald's and a supermarket. I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
And I find that really. You know, like, you know, you're in a You know, you're in a room, a giant, you know, you're in essentially a giant warehouse full of produce and you are the kitchen of that place.
Yeah.
What do you mean you've run out?
How
run
does
out
that
of
happen?
Tuna? You know, you've probably got most of the tuna in the postcode within these four walls. Unless there's a fucking shoal just come in
from the North Sea,
from the North Sea and they're hanging close to the coast, like to the coast. Fuck
you
me.
Have six brands of tuna downstairs. You have fresh tuna, you have tin tuna, yeah. You have all the tuna.
You've got a fishmonger's counter.
Yeah. Why does that happen?
Yeah. Do you know your tuna within the building is measured in tons in this building. Fuck me. Yeah. That's a really good point.
Now it's put me off supermarket cafes a little bit because now I think, where are you getting your tuna from? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
We make our own tuna substitute. Yeah.
Like, what is your tuna? Horse meat tuna?
Yeah. Well, it's the tuna that's not good enough to go on the shelves.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm joking.
Well, sometimes it always tastes nicer because it's probably the, like, do you know when you get cheap beans, but you don't get them and you get them somewhere and you go, these are lush. Like school beans.
And you know they're the cheapest beans
like
ever.
Like school cheap beans. Love them.
I will always bring you back to the toast. The hot butter toast you get at the hospital when you give birth.
Oh, yes.
When you were pregnant in the hospital. Probably the cheapest butter in the world. Probably the cheapest white bread in the world.
Best toast ever.
Unbelievable.
I know. We'll get it again soon. Oh, you might not be able to come.
The way you said, guys, again, this 100th episode needs to be a video podcast because the smile on your face. Guys, I looked across the table and I just go, we'll get it again soon. And a massive smile on her face, not about the child, but about the toast we're
going to
get.
But we're going to a different hospital this time.
You'll never be able to get the toast for COVID. You'll not be able to.
What?
There's no chance. There's no chance they'll be making anyone
toast. Have they stopped doing tea and toast?
I guarantee there's no fucking chance they'll be making anyone toast. Oh, you'll probably get a pre-sealed energy fucking pouch, like a Froob, like what you get when you do the Great North Run or the London Marathon. You'll get a glucose fucking pouch and it'll taste like shit.
I'll probably get a tuna jacket potato from the supermarket cafe.
I'll pop out and get that for you then bring it in.
I'll be so sad if there's no toast. I was just thinking about this, you know, speaking of pregnancy again, sorry everyone. You might not be able to come.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've always said I'll be at the pub across the road anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, oh, well, great. Aye, with all your mates.
Chauvinist, yeah, it's me chauvinist, me new chauvinist outlook I'm going for.
What do you mean?
I'll just be in the pub, you know, just with the lads. Even though there'll be no lads there, it'll just be me on my own. We'll be sick.
You go with Robin.
I couldn't keep it up. I'd be worried sick. No, my mate's just had a baby and he was allowed in there. My mate's girlfriend's just had a baby and she was allowed in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there we go.
We'll see come January, though.
So we'll see what tier we are, motherfuckers. Tier 55 by then. They keep adding them like a fucking Jenga, pulling one out the middle and adding it on top.
Ridiculous. See where we are by January because, hey, you never know. The government might blame we for enjoying Christmas. It's all your fault. So you can have your baby by yourself. But I didn't do anything wrong. Yes, you did.
You have to give birth in your own garden. You have to give birth in your own garden with your own toaster. So
I'll have it in the van.
Government will provide an extension cord for your toaster.
Good.
So it's not all bad. It's not all bad.
Can't complain.
Babadoo, 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 ba. This is Rosie's Mysteries. Mysteries, 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 mysteries. Well, I never knew that.
Ah! Fucking hell, man. I shit myself, eh?
Hello and welcome back to this week.
Can I speak for everyone there?
Mysteries.
I shat myself when you did that.
Good.
I wasn't even looking. I was looking the other way.
That was why I did it.
Awful. Awful.
Good one this week.
How are you then? I'll be the judge of that, by the way, but carry on.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. My wife is a midwife and whilst training had to go out and do some community midwifery with expectant and new mothers out in the wild.
Right. First of all, midwifery is absolutely an amazing word.
Isn't it beautiful?
Doesn't it sound mystical? Doesn't it sound mythical?
Midwifery.
Midwifery.
Yeah.
Midwifery with a warlock and a wizard. It's just weird.
It sounds like a tribe.
Midwifery.
It is lovely. I would like to be a midwife, you know. I think I'd be quite good at being a midwife.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what your bedside manner would be. I feel like your bedside manner would be a bit too harsh.
Are you joking? I think I'd be good.
No, no. Because you would... No, the phrase, are you done? You've had your 15-minute pity party would get pulled out every couple of minutes.
15-minute, that is a long pity party. It's 10-second pity party.
There we go. There we go. There we go. I rest my fucking case.
Yeah, I don't suffer fools easily. Yeah. Don't suffer fools easily. No.
No.
I always think of what my mom told me about my sister when she was given birth.
Right.
And apparently she was horrific.
Right.
To the point where my mom had to tell her off because she was that rude to the doctors and nurses.
Really?
And she was being that ridiculous that my mom was like, Kate, you need to pack it in now.
Wow. So what was she doing?
Just, you know what she's like. This is Kate, who used to read the A to Z of medical illnesses before she went to bed. And she used to faint all the time to the point that I, when I was younger, made a theme tune up of Kate fainting because my dad used to always have to come and catch her. She used to faint at the top of the stairs and I would climb over her.
Right, hold on.
We not spoke about this.
No, we fucking haven't spoke about this.
Okay.
First of all, I need to know the frequency and I need to know all about the fainting and what brought them on. And then we'll move on to the theme tune after that.
Right, okay. All right, so what do you want to know first?
What brought on a faint and how often was it?
Okay, so Kate would faint at the sight of blood. Anyone's blood.
Great.
She would faint if anyone was talking about anything remotely, like, disgusting or about blood. And she would faint if she, like, knocked herself or anything.
Right.
So, you know, if you've hurt your funny bone or something and she would faint all the time.
That's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow. See, so, I had a friend when I was growing up. I had two lads who I used to knock around with, Andrew and Philip. Andrew was the older brother and Philip was the younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
And Philip had a thing where he would fall over
mm-hmm.
and he'd be absolutely fine and spot on his rollerblades, or bike, whatever, absolutely fine and spot on until the moment he looked and saw any blood coming out of his body.
Yeah.
And then he would flip out.
That was like Kate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kate would just faint. And my dad would always have to... My dad used to catch her quite a lot, which is weird. Because I do remember...
Did she stand and wait, like on a film? With
a little bit, like, she's very dramatic.
A back, sort of the back of the hand on the forehead and then just wait until someone's behind them, like a trust fall.
She's very dramatic. And Kate was actually really, like, before the times. Do you know on our bed, not on our bed, on the front of our door,
mm-hmm.
she drew a picture of a whale in the sea and it said, save the whale. So me and my cousins all used to call her Save the Whale. That was her nickname.
She'd drawn it herself
and she'd stuck it on the front of her door. And she's vegan now.
Right.
So she was actually, well, she's like half vegan. I don't know.
Half vegan. Fuck it.
No, she doesn't eat meat anymore, but I think she eats fish still, but she doesn't have dairy. I don't know. Anyway, she's... But she follows it through. She's been like that for years.
I'm just split down the middle about half. When someone's half, I'm split down the middle about it. It's like, I'll be awkward when I can be arsed. But then again, they're making the effort.
Yeah, save the wheel. She's got it right.
I always just think, because because it's your sister and it's like just half vegan, I'm like, all right, great. So next time I'm putting a spread on when people are allowed, I'm going to have a pain in the arse. But that's just me selfishly. Now, we move on to the theme tunes.
Right, well, I can't remember how the theme tune went, but I did make a poster and I did perform it for my family.
A poster? You made a poster?
I made a poster. It was something I'm going to have to ask her.
Amazing.
I'm going to have
you
to ask
you. You made a poster. You performed it for your family.
Performed it for the family. And it was something like, Dad'll catch you. Oh, I'm going to have to ring her.
Dad'll catch you. I've never heard of this.
Hello.
Hello, it's just me.
Hiya.
Hi. Do you remember when we were younger and I made up that theme tune of how you used to faint all the time?
No.
Oh. Okay, it doesn't matter. Do you not remember when you used to faint all the time and I made up a song to go with it?
No.
And the poster.
I remember I fainted all the time, but I never...
Dad'll catch you. Talk about Dad'll catch you.
Well, do you remember it was something like Dad'll catch you and you're faint at the top of the stairs and but don't worry, Dad'll catch you.
No.
Do you not remember?
I don't remember this.
Oh.
No.
Why am I... Is it a lie or am I... Going daft?
Well, no, you probably did make something like that. I was just very selective.
Absolutely something you would do.
And if it was something I didn't like, I would just ignore you.
True. To be fair, that wouldn't have been... Well, you wouldn't have laughed at it then. You would have been really upset.
I would have been offended, so I probably just... Yeah, I would have...
Okay.
No, but I don't remember that.
Oh, well, anyway.
I do remember you trying to creep us out with the whole flesh thing.
Well, I used to say flesh all the time. That was fun. Me. Anyway, I couldn't remember, but I'm sure I made up a theme tune. But listen...
You probably did.
You get back to saving them whales.
Oh, well.
They need you.
Bye, little.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Ring your mum. Ring your mum.
She'll not remember.
Hello.
Hi, mum. You're right.
Hiya. Yeah, you?
Yeah, good. Little bit random, right? Do you remember when we were younger and you know how Kate used to faint all the time?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember? Did I make a song up about it? Something like, oh, don't worry, Dad will catch you.
Oh, I don't know. I think he's lost it.
Okay.
You might have done, but I honestly can't remember that.
Right, well, obviously it was a shite song. Anyone can remember.
I've done it to her, but not to Kate, but not...
I remember performing it in your bedroom when you and Dad were in bed.
Do you know, I can't remember what day it was, man, yesterday.
All right, fair enough.
You probably did.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. No, just wanted to check. Love you. Amazing.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Well,
wow. So
clearly my talents were not appreciated in that house.
I absolutely will not contest the fact that you made it with theme tune. I guarantee it. I mean, I imagine in your childhood you made it with theme tune for most things that happened around the house. I absolutely guarantee you will have performed it for your family.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's not going to be a number one hit like your Tropical Island song that you did with your friend. Amazing. So she used to faint. How did your dad always catch her?
Just always caught her. I don't know. I think he knew. I think he could see it coming.
Right.
She used to go a bit white.
Right.
And then he would catch her. And he was like, the faint. I definitely made a song up. These bullshitters. Honestly. There was definitely a song. But you do realise in my house, I used to get wrong for whistling in the morning.
What?
I used to get wrong for singing all the time. Like my brother and sister.
No, honestly, Rosie, I love your singing. You're a great singer. Nothing more annoying than when the house is nice and quiet and calm and you are just belting something out from the other room. Especially when it's something massive and it sounds like you're being hurt. You know, in the first place, it sounds like something's... You've got... Like that split second, you're like, someone's screaming. No, she's singing. It's fine.
Like, I'm off the deep end.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
Yeah.
I used to do that at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so that from the other end of the house is hell on earth.
Anyway, should we crack on with this?
Yeah, go for it.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. My wife is a midwife and whilst training had to go out and do some community midwifery with expectant new mothers out in the wild.
Great. That makes it sound like she's catching them like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, it does. What, the babies?
Is there a pregnant woman around here? Oh, look, there's one in this undergrowth. Quick, go in. Just 5 centimetres. Go.
Ooh, like, nice. Well done. That was knowledgeable.
I know me shit.
On one such shift, she visited a mother who had given birth a few days earlier and was having issues breastfeeding due to inverted nipples, which the baby could not latch onto.
Aww. I was going to make a joke about, you're late, but then you went really sad.
So. Oh, no. I couldn't breastfeed with Robin and I was devastated. My nipples weren't inverted. They were just too small.
Okay.
Like, do you know the actual, like, my nipples have got bigger. The circumference area, like the areola, is massive.
If you've just joined us, you are here live on the Rosie's Nipple Chat on Shark Mountainoid. Circumference diameter will be discussed. Get your notepads ready.
Think the top of a glass. Is about the size of my nipple right now. But the actual nipple itself, I don't know what that's called. Tiny, like a little nubbin. That's why. It was rubbish. If you put that compared to a teat, I've seen my friends breastfeeding, right? The nipples are massive. Literally, I've seen a baby put a nipple in its mouth and I'm like, aye, that's good to suck on mine. Terrible.
Like AK-47 bullets.
Just shite. Proper shite. So
I meant the good ones are like AK-47 bullets. Not a massive long.
Well, I don't know what an... Why do I know
Why don't you play Call of Duty, man? Why are you so shit?
We've got nothing in common. I absolutely don't know what an AK-47 bullet looks like.
Shout out to the lads out there who got that AK-47 bullet reference. I've got you, brothers.
Bullshit. I don't want to know what one looks like. Anyway, sorry. Nipples were inverted and it's a bit shit, so bless her. She couldn't get the baby to latch
Bless her.
On this particular visit... Both my wife and her mentor midwife enter the house with paperwork and equipment in tow to check on the health of baby and mother, only to be greeted by a very happy mum, explaining that she had figured out how to solve her issue and asked if they wanted to see how this problem had been resolved. Both said, yeah, great. And as luck would have it, the baby was due a feed.
I've got it.
I love you people who write in, because this person has put, I bet you can't guess how it was solved. So this is the bit where you need to guess.
This was mystery. I've got it already.
Okay.
Vacuum cleaner. Carry on.
Oh, good guess. Think she's took a vacuum cleaner onto her nipple?
I think on her nipple and pulled it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You're wrong.
Oh, no. Oh, her husband had a go.
Listen.
Right.
The mother ushered her husband into the room whilst proceeding to expose her breast, inverted nipple and all. At this stage, both midwives started to feel a little unsure, and their fears were realised as her husband leant down and took his wife's nipple in his mouth and started to suck, all while the mother maintained eye contact with the now shocked midwives.
That's the best bit! That's
like, look at...
Oh, God.
Look what I'm doing.
Literally, like, he's fucking siphoning fuel out of a stolen car in a film.
Basically.
Great.
And the midwives, who had to maintain a steely and professional demeanour whilst watching a man stimulate his wife's nipples into being erect, thereby solving the issue of inversion. Both fell about laughing afterwards, once out of earshot of the happy couple. And let's be honest, the baby now had a nice meal. Fair enough.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, Jesus.
They just weren't sure they needed to witness the act when a simple description would have been suffice.
Such a
good point. Why did she have to show them?
I didn't even think of that.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, look at this. Come here, check this out.
Oh, yeah.
No.
All right, love, I'm going to work. No, Steve, you can't go to work. We've got to show them. Can you not just tell them? No, no, I want to show them. I'm dead proud. Come here.
Would you do that for me?
What did it? So you're gonna have to explain what he did exactly. So he had to stimulate
a nipple.
So he just had to go first.
Yeah.
And get it going. Now, got, do you mean by stimulating nipples? Do you mean like get her excited, or do you mean he just fucking like went and just went?
I think
for
he just like hoovered them out.
Would I do that? Do I have to drink the milk?
Well, it would probably come out.
Right.
At the same time.
Oh. Can I spit it in your face afterwards?
Spit it in the baby's face.
Yeah, fair enough then.
Oh, God. Waste not, want not.
Son, open up. Ah, oh, you missed one. Oh,
who's that at the door? Oh, it's just the social services. I'll grab it.
It's terrible. Out of all the things we've ever said in 88 episodes, that might be up there with one of the worst things. There's something really horrible about spitting milk from it into a baby's face. It's really, really grim. And
I'm sorry, have you ever seen a penguin feed its young?
Yeah, fair enough.
Vile. Like, absolutely vile. Do you remember watching this? It was the David Attenborough one time.
Yeah.
And it was the penguins feeding the baby penguins. Robin's like, what are they doing? I was like...
Yeah,
it's how they feed the kids. Just vomit the food back up. He was like, "Oh, yeah, it's disgusting." 'Tis nature.
Oh God, yeah. I suppose it's similar, very similar.
I mean, let's not. But that's fine. Thank you, though. I'm glad that you. I'm glad you didn't just go outright no. I'm glad that you thought about it.
No, I have to help. Yeah, Rosie, genuinely, all jokes aside, I would have done anything to help you the first when you were trying to get Robin to feed. When that it was so weird because the lady came around, the breastfeeding lady, and she was upstairs with you for like an hour and a half. You were crying, Robin was crying, I'm sure she was crying because she was just sick. And it took like an hour and a half, and you were like, he's latched on, yay. And I was like, well, what about next time? And surely enough, next time he didn't, because it was like took fucking an hour and a half.
I did learn, I have learned since that I think my milk hadn't come in properly.
Got you.
Which when you're a first time mom, people kind of say, oh, your milk will come in. And you go, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You don't have any idea. So I had emergency C-section, and I think, I don't know whether my body was like in shock and I just don't think my milk came in. Yeah. Because a week later, I was in the shower and it was just squirting everywhere.
Oh, a week later, I was like, fucking cornflakes advert around here, guys. Yeah. Should have seen it.
But by then, trying to get Robin to suck on my tiny little tit, compared to his massive bottle nipple thing, he was like, what the fuck's this? No, I'm all right, thanks. You know what I mean? It's like going from a man with a really large penis to a man with a really small penis, and you go, excuse
analogy.
Me.
Don't like the analogy.
This is not satisfying at all.
Do not like you bringing penises into this analogy.
Well, that's all I'm going to say.
Abort. Abort the analogy. Abort it.
Hello, it's a social service.
Oh, they are again.
Rapping on the window there. Be with you in a minute. Just got to talk really horribly about the kids. Be with
this is honestly,
don't go anywhere.
I think we've lost our minds. I think we've lost, at the 88th episode, I think we've lost our minds.
Well, I'm glad we lost that before we're children.
Yes,
so,
there we go. Mine's first. 2020. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, who's this?
Hello, Chris. It's Barry, all right?
Son, it's actually Barry, you're back.
Barry, hello. I'm just ringing dead quick. Hi. I seen on Twitter, seen that you're doing merchandise.
Yes.
And I'd love a hoodie, please.
Cool. Get on the
so
website.
So if you just send it to me, yeah, Barry Beef,
stop
Beef here. Lane, Beef Shields, NE34BFG. Thank you. And I'll expect that. Thank you very much. I'll have an extra, extra small. I'm right. A petite man.
Just go on the website, like everyone else.
Sorry, Chris. I don't know whether you know this, but you're using me name.
Right, it's very common.
The branding.
I'd love you to try and prove that, mate. It's very, very common. Beef. What's your beef? It's
just thought. I thought get to get like free.
Do you know
one?
Your surname is like a meat, the name of a meat that is widely sold everywhere. Do you kick off in the butchers when you see beef written down? Do you want money for that as well, do you?
I just thought it'd be nice.
Nope.
That's all.
Nope.
So none of the family get a key. The ma wanted a wine glass.
Nope.
Key
the last thing your ma needs is a wine glass, I'll tell you right now. I sport her.
Right.
Last thing she needs is a wine glass. To be fair, she probably drinks it straight from the bottle. You know what this wants? I'll give you free. You're not getting a hoodie, you're getting a t-shirt.
That'll do. Beggars can't be choosers. All right.
Well, I'll send you
okay, thank you. Merch is available on the website.
What was that address again?
It's
What was that exact address again?
It's Barry Beef, Beef Avenue.
No, sure, there's a lane.
Beef Street.
No.
Down the beef. Beef Patty.
Beef Patty.
NE34BFG.
BFG, you remember that?
Good beef word. Friendly Giant. Thank you. Yeah, merch is available for all.
Okay, thank you. Oh, so when she hasn't queued up a noise of a phone going dead, she tries to do the noise of the phone going dead. And she still does the noise of the phone going dead in the accent of whichever fucking spurious character she was just doing. So there we go.
Merch is available.
All right, yeah, good. Good.
Is that right? Is that the right address?
Oh, just fucking hell, man. Jesus. Just Google it. I always find it, do you not just find it weird? Whenever I'm watching TV or anything and they're like, and please, you know, go to the website and check this out and they say like the website word for which, fucking go, just Google it. Just open your computer and just Google the thing. If you can't find it, fuck me. Oh,
welcome to 2020.
Google it or whatever, you know. If you can't, don't worry, don't buy it. Just leave it. Jesus.
All right.
Sick of it. My beef with you this week.
Oh, right. Oh, wow. Going straight in. Okay.
This has been ongoing. And I may have mentioned this before, but I don't even know if I have it. And I want to bring it. If I have, I want to bring it back up when we visit it. If I haven't, because I think I've been too scared to win the past, but I'm feeling brave.
Wow.
Have bravery. I'm feeling like I want to bring that big shout out to Stathlet's Flat. It's getting a series 3 on Channel 4. Boom.
We all need it.
Oh, God, yeah. I want to tell you right now. Mm. I'm sick of this. I feel like it's double standards, and I'm fed up. As right. I say, I may have mentioned it, but I'm not sure.
All right.
When I have Robin for the day, when it's just me and him, when you're doing something, and I've got to have Robin, or I've got to take Robin somewhere, it's strict from instruction from you, it's water, veg, fruit, no sweets, no toys, no magazine. Don't buy him anything. Don't let him have anything. Make sure he's exercising. It's like I'm taking the poor little fucker to a boot camp for the day. When you've got him, it's the land of milk and honey. It's like fucking Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. You're buying him magazines. You're giving him toys. He's fucking having ice creams. And he's watching his iPad. He's throwing money at him. Just, Robin, hold this bucket. He has all this money off your mom. Yay. Oh, your dad's got it wrong. Chris, don't let him look at any sugar. If you let him look at some sugar tomorrow, I'll kill yous both. I'm sick of it. Have you noticed you do this?
Maybe. I don't
know. You do.
Know.
I'm sick of it.
Do you know what it is? It's, Chris, listen, I'm a working girl now.
Right.
Finally got some money in the bank.
Right.
Want to treat me a little bairn. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's bullshit. Yeah, I have noticed I do it.
Cause you
do I
just, it. Sick
well,
of it.
Only recently, only during COVID times. Because
no,
I'm miserable.
This has been happening
we're
a while.
We're all miserable.
I could go back through my notes and find that this was first noted down by me a while ago.
Was it really?
It is. It's just like, you got him, dear Chris, what's he had? Has he had any veg? Is there? Oh, I've got him tomorrow, so we're just going to, I'm not going to have any 3 square meals. We're just going to turn on a chocolate fountain in the morning and strap his fucking face to it. He's going to drink that all day because he's with his mom. Fed up. Anyone, email in if your email in if your partner does this.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. That you're being really over the top.
No, it is.
You're landing
Milton. Rosie, I'm taking him to the shop today. I've got to go and get some shopping in there. Is it all right if I get him like a little magazine or something? No, he's had loads. No, don't. He's had loads. I've got more. I'm buying him a fucking car. Sick of you.
Bullshit. I'm actually calling bullshit.
Nah, you do. I'm exaggerating for comic effect, but yeah, you do. You
right.
do.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this later.
There you go.
Babadoo, 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 ba. My beef with you this week.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who don't know, Chris is doing a show at the moment, Little Mix the Search, which is great.
Yes.
BTW, very good. Saturday night, prime time.
That's right.
He's also hosting Children in Need this year, which is extremely exciting.
One of the four hosts of Children in
which
Need.
Which is honor. Amazing.
A bloody honour,
yeah,
may I say.
And I'm very proud of you.
You cried when I told you.
Yeah, I'm just glad that you're finally getting recognised.
I sat down on a bin when I found out, just so you all know.
Oh, good.
I was busy cleaning out the motorhome on the drive.
Okay.
And the phone doesn't said I had it. And I said, I'm going to have to sit down. And I sat down on a bin.
On the bin.
So it's all
our
drunk.
Bin.
Yeah, on our
it's
bin.
It's minging.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, it's got nothing, I'm not taking away from the fact that I'm proud of you. I think you've worked really hard
you.
And you're finally getting your recognition you deserve.
Thank you.
The thing I've got the beef with at the minute is, I don't know if you've noticed, but you've started calling yourself Mr. Saturday Night and or Mr. Primetime.
That's right, baby.
And it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
Listen.
No.
Haters gonna hate.
No, you can't, you need to stop. Hate. You need to stop it because it's going to... No, but it's going to... You're doing it as a joke at the minute in the house and I can tell and you're like, oh, here comes Mr. Saturday Night.
Yeah.
Talking about yourself in the third person.
That's when I announce myself into rooms.
Yeah. You're going to slip and you're going to do it some way.
Right.
And someone's not going to realise that you're taking the piss. And they're going to think, he's a moron, that man.
I've had that problem in my life for a long time.
Yeah.
I get far too familiar with people straight away and I start doing jokes. I think you're right. You know what it is. If you change the code on your phone, by the way, to get in your phone.
No,
bit weird. I would be suspicious that you change it. You might be hiding something. But I honestly think you've changed it so that I can't go in and change my name on your phone to Mr. Saturday Night because I have tried to do that.
The code
wasn't working. I'm a bit suspicious. Don't know what you're doing.
No, Christmas
is coming up, so I imagine that's why you've changed it. I might have pressed it wrong.
It could be Christmas or it could be me or their boyfriend.
Yeah, and you dropped it in the bath the other day.
That might be why the code isn't working.
That's probably why. I am totally joking when I say that around the house. But yes, anyone listening now who is a friend of mine who has my number, please do change my name in your phone to Mr. Primetime or Mr. Saturday Night because that is all I'm going to be responded to now.
Absolutely vile. Like, I'd love to say it hasn't got his head.
I'm joking. I'm just excited. Tell you what, though, talking about being too familiar with people and doing the wrong jokes, I literally did this last week when I did the Little Mix show.
Yeah.
So the bands come off.
Mm.
And the bands have each got like their own sort of people to look after them. So, you know, they'll have like
chaperones.
Yeah, they'll have like chaperones and people on the production team who sort of specifically look after that band. So since September, the instrument band.
I mean, the fact that you don't know the names, Chris.
No, of the bands. I don't know what the category was. Okay. It was vocal and instrument, I think it was. the fucking four lads. Since September, I know the name of the band. You did.
All right, well, Mr.
Saturday Night. How dare you? slash Mr. Primetime. They sort of come off, and the band sit on the side, kind of almost like hotel sort of balconies around the pool. Okay. They're all on the little side bit. And one of the lads was shouting at someone, like trying to get someone's attention. Mm. He was right at the other end. So it must have been his chaperone. He was right there in the studio. And because of social distancing, the studio is fucking gargantuan. It's huge.
Yeah.
This guy was miles away. And he's going, the lad in the band, it was the northern lad with the long hair, he was going, "My bottle's near the door. It's on the floor near the door." And he said it three or four times. And I looked up. I went, "Are you talking to him over there?" And he went, "Yeah." He went, I went, "I'll go over." And at first, because I'm the host of the show, he was like, no, you don't have to. I was like, "No, I'll go and tell him. Don't worry." Mm. I went, "What do you want us to tell him? Like, your bottle's on the floor near the door." And he went, "Yeah." So I walked over, and there was this like chaperone, like roadie tech kind of guy standing there with a cap on, looking at me. And he went, "Oh, thanks for coming over, mate." And I went over, and I just went, "Yeah, he says you're a cunt." And he went, "Oh." And I went, "No, he says the bottle's on the floor near the door." And he went, "Oh, okay." And he walked off, and I went back over, and I went, "Oh. Is he okay, that guy, your chaperone guy? Is he all right?" And he went, "Yeah, he's a nice lad." I went, "Because I've just, like, for a joke, said that you call him a cunt." And he just stared at us. I'm really worried I've offended him. And he came over later on, and I was like,
"Look, Why do you do these things?
I don't know, I was too excited." Stop. But he came over there and he was laughing. He was like, no. Okay. It was fine. But yeah, it was that moment where I was like, yeah, I shouldn't have done. Not the C-bomb.
You know what'll have happened?
Not the first thing you say to see what someone, the C-bomb.
You know what'll happen then? Yeah. Well, he'll have gone and told someone else and said, "That Chris Ramsey, yeah, he just said something really inappropriate," and they'll have went, "He's really inappropriate. Just ignore him.
Cool.
And take it in, you know, whatever."
Yeah.
Well, and slagged you off.
Yeah. Well, that's fine, because it's not going to come back to bite us in the arse, because I don't answer to Chris Ramsey anymore.
Oh, God. Oh, it's going to be a long couple
Chris
of weeks.
Ramsey's really inappropriate. Who? The guy over there who's really inappropriate. He said the C word. Who? Chris Ramsey. Who? The guy that... Oh, do you mean Mr. Saturday Night? Mr. Saturday Night. Ah, okay, here we go.
I'm sorry, but you... Dermot O'Leary is Mr. Saturday Night. Don't you even try.
How dare you? Coming for you, Dermot.
He's my Mr.
Watch
Saturday
your
Night.
Back. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
That was Rosie's COVID briefing impression. Mm-hmm. Just bringing the tone down there. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch at shagmarinaudit@gmail.com, please keep sending your funny stories, your dilemmas, your workplace polls, your would you rathers, all of those things, your Rosie's mysteries, everything. Any complaints, please send them to imamassiveshithead@gmail.com.
That's and they will not be responded to.
Yeah.
Just before we get started, I did get an email saying, "Hello, me and my mum love your podcast and I have a funny story I would like to share with you.
Cool.
It would be really helpful if you could tell me where to submit our story. If it is by email, could you let me know when you can? Thank you."
Brilliant.
She emailed that to the email.
To the place where you send the stories.
So if that's where you... If you're listening and you sent that email, babes, that's where you send the email.
Got you.
So
well,
I look forward to getting that.
There it is.
I think it'll be hilarious.
There it is. I'm going to tell you now, I think it'll be shit. That is like driving through the drive-in at McDonald's and asking where the drive-in is.
Yeah.
And then leaving. God.
Canny.
It's not canny, it's stupid.
No, but...
No, it's stupid. You're stupid. Person who emailed that, you're stupid. Don't send your story. I don't want to hear it.
Stop
Nah. We're panned out to idiots too much. I'm sick of it. I've had enough. Okay. Not us. Just this.
I didn't have emailed and I didn't understand that and I'm angry.
Oh, well, I'll just explain that. No, this is it. Okay, then, fine. Fuck off.
Yeah. that was from Mr. Saturday Night himself.
That was from Mr. Saturday Night himself. Hey, guys, we're recording on a Wednesday, so I can be an arsehole. Saturday night. You get a more professional.
Oh, Saturday night, hell. Oh, ho, ho, hey. Mr. Squeaky Clean.
even though we're pre-record on a Friday.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
No, I am allowed to say that, yeah. The final's live. Final's going to be live. When the final's on, the Little Mix final, I will be officially Mr. Saturday Night.
Oh, great. Look forward to watching that on my own.
Yeah.
<That's it. laughs>
Oh, why don't you have a... Oh, wait, you can't. Yeah.
No, why don't you have your friends... Oh, no, you can't, yeah. Could watch it in the park.
You could watch it in the park. I'll get a projector put up in the park and you're just going to all go around
Thank
and watch
you.
It. Mr. Saturday Night. Hey, Mr. Saturday Night, I mean, he makes things happen.
Am I Mrs. Saturday Night?
No.
No.
No, it doesn't work via marriage. It's like, you know how the Queen's married to Philip, but he's Prince Philip, he's not King Philip. Same thing.
Well, what about Mr. and Mrs. Claus?
they're not real.
Yes, they are.
You don't.
Neither is Mr. Right. Saturday Night.
You're sitting opposite him. Right.
Shut up. You're bleeding it dry.
At the best, you are Mrs. Tuesday Morning. At best.
Mrs. Is it PE today? That's me. Hi, Chris and Rosie. When I was about 10 years old, me and my best friend were walking around the block of our estate. Two sisters, in brackets busybodies / know-it-alls of the street, came up to us and said there had been a man spotted in the street attempting to abduct children.
Oh.
Not wanting them to have one up on us, I said, yeah, we know. He's already tried to kidnap me.
Gee whiz.
So off they went. About half an hour later, they came back. Your mum wants you. I asked why. They said they had told my brother about the attempted kidnapping and he had told my mum.
Brilliant.
Now, I could do one of two things. Tell the truth and say I'd made it all up.
Oh, God.
Not an attractive option, as I knew I'd get into trouble for making something like that up. Or, two, just go along with the lie and try to play it down. I went with the latter.
Oh, try to play it down.
I got home and my mum asked me why I didn't tell our babysitter, because my mum was at work at the time of the supposed incident. I said I didn't want to worry her. Following a barrage of questions, I proceeded to describe that the man was a white man with a beard, check shirt and jeans in a white van.
Nailed it. That's really good. I believe that.
Description.
I believe that.
Can you
big
see him?
Time.
Can you see him?
I can see him.
My mum then called the police.
Fuck.
Loads of kids and parents were all gathered in the street. Meanwhile, me and my friend never said a word to each other. She must have been thinking, what the actual fuck?
Oh my God.
The police arrived and I continued to spout this utter bullshit to them, adding bits to the story as I went along. The following day, the police came into school to do an assembly about stranger danger.
Oh my word.
I actually started to believe it a little bit.
Maybe it did happen.
Anyway, suffice to say, they never did catch him.
Wow, no.
I finally told my mum when I was 14 years old. She did see the funny side.
Did she? Because I don't think I would have.
I wouldn't have.
I think I would have went absolutely off it.
Totally. So, my question to you both is, have you ever told a little white lie that snowballed out of control? And that's from Kez.
I don't think I have, right? However, this what popped into my mind was when me and my mates used to play out on my estate mm-hmm. where my mum and dad lived, where I grew up.
Yeah.
The more I think back, we were right little tossers in that street. We were always kicking a football around. We were mm-hmm. always like banging stuff and breaking stuff.
Yeah.
I remember it was a nice estate as well. And you've ever seen where they're considering putting a speed camera? So they put them two...
They put the two rubber
fucking wires across the road. We like pulled them up out of the road and stuff.
No, you didn't.
We're like arseholes, pretty bad. And the neighbours used to always complain about one stuff.
Mm.
And my mate's mum, to try and put the shits up with, said that one of the neighbours had told her, oh, we've got a camera in the top window and we've filmed loads of stuff that they did to put the shits up with.
Love it.
Good idea, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Wrong. One of the mums phoned the police, said there could be like a paedophile ring and stuff. And the police came around and were asking them about this camera. And they were like, what fucking camera? And she had to admit that she just set it to shit everyone up.
Oh, that's juicy.
So yeah, so there was that. That's all I can think of.
No, I don't think I've ever... I used to lie quite a lot when I was little. But I think that's just an actress thing.
Really?
Just an a drama thing. I think it was just never about anything terrible, just little things to make something sound more dramatic.
Yeah, yeah.
But what this made me think of was, did you know that my granddad Jimmy got questioned for the Yorkshire Ripper murders?
No, I did not.
Do you not remember when that bloke, the Macken bloke?
Right. Weirside Jack.
The Weirside Jack, yeah. My granddad was from Sunderland and he got questioned for it.
What?
Because I don't know why they did it, and because he was a Macken, yeah.
That's sorry, because he was a Macken.
Is that true? See, God, is that true?
Have your parents lied to you about that?
I don't know. No, I'll ring me Nana. Pass the phone.
Your family's ridiculous, by the way.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Nana. It's just me. Nana, dead quickly, this is really random, right? But do you remember, did Granda ever get questioned by the police about the We Are Side Jack, like, Yorkshire Ripper tapes? What happened?
Well, they found out it was like a Sunderland person had wrote a letter, so like saying that he was the Ripper and everything, you know?
Yeah.
So they were going around telling everybody, they were getting thinking of people from Sunderland, from all over the place, interviewing everybody. So they come to our house, and I said, he's not in, he should work.
He's off murdering.
Come back again. I says he's at work. So by the time that he says, right, we'll see him, we'll come back. But I didn't realise in this time frame, we had shifted to Dean Road.
Had you top of the list.
Wow.
Oh, was me granny not digging you in the back of the back of the neck?
No, they took him into the other room. They wouldn't let me come in.
Wow.
They took him into the other room to write the letter.
Love it. Wow. I was just wondering. We're just recording the podcast and we're talking about, we were just talking about it, and I said, I'm sure my granddad was questioned.
Amazing.
So yeah, class.
Yes.
Thanks, Nana.
Yes.
Love you.
Another coffee evening laugh about it, she, but you've nearly put him in gym telling him you've got to be Yorkshire.
Class. Love it. All right, well.
Okay, Sarah, Martin, Sarah,
love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
That is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
How are we 88 episodes in and we're still getting content like that from your absolutely nuts,
man.
Family?
You've got no idea.
Just to paraphrase there, for anyone who can't understand the phone quality or the accent of Bridget there. So basically, to get a background of the story, so when the Yorkshire Ripper was happening, some guy from up here, I think he did a phone recording as well, but he wrote a letter claiming to be the Yorkshire Ripper.
A few of them, yeah.
He wrote letters claiming to be the Yorkshire Ripper, and then did a voice recording as well. So, I mean, first of all, I don't know why they were just asking everyone from Sunderland, which seems fucking crazy.
There's a lot of people in Sunderland.
Yeah, crazy, but they must have, I don't know, narrowed it down or whatever.
Yeah.
So they go to your nana's house and they ask about your granda Jimmy.
Yeah.
And she basically tells them, oh no, he's at work.
Yeah.
But before Tammy's at work, goes on, they say, oh, we're going to ask about the Yorkshire Ripper thing. And she's like, we go to Yorkshire all the time. Yeah. We've got family in Yorkshire. We've got multiple connections in Yorkshire. I'm sure she mentioned something about a van there as well, which is great.
But not just that. They visited the house.
Yeah.
And then they moved.
So they visited, the police said, we'll be back. And then they shifted.
They shifted.
So they literally were like, right, top of the list here, guys. We've got a fella here. He's from Sunderland. His accent matches. We haven't got his handwriting yet. But, he's got connections to Yorkshire. And he's just, we're knocking at the door, and lads, you'll not believe it, he fucking moved house the next day. We've got the bastard. That's amazing. And he had to handwrite a letter. Yeah. He had to write word for word what they'd written. He had to handwrite it twice, so they saw that the handwriting. Oh, Rosie, Rosie, hey. Fucking hell. That could have been the greatest Rosie's mystery ever.
I know, shit.
Incredible. See, you prepared them.
If I prepared, and if I had a good enough memory, because I knew there was something, but then... Wow. I just thought, was that true? But yeah, Bridget. Oh, there's so many stories, man. Are you kidding us? So many stories.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Just to clarify, it wasn't me granda.
BTW.
No, it was a bloke called John Samuel Humble. And I think he's in prison. Oh, no, he's dead. Sorry.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Listening to your recent podcast and the gripes that Chris has over your pregnancy pillow has been making me laugh, and I thought I would share my poor hubby's and, unfortunately, my daughter's experience of it.
Ooh.
When I was pregnant with my son, I bought an oversized pregnancy pillow, which I instantly fell in love with and continued to use to support feeding my son. Then when that stage passed, I continued sleeping with, much to my husband's annoyance, as he complained it was like having another body in the bed.
It is. And I mean, I've got to say, I had a quick turn of yours the other day. I believe a lot of me hate comes from jealousy.
Yeah.
Because it's really fucking comfortable.
Yeah, it is nice.
And we did a radio show recently and we were talking to someone on the radio and they said that apparently it's actually...
Chris Evans.
Oh, Chris Evans, yeah, said Evans that apparently you listen to something and it's actually good it's to do. Really it's good for your hips or something.
And stuff. Yeah, so you're welcome.
I might get one.
Over time, the cover for the pillow, which had been washed countless times, started to fade and go a washed out grey white.
Yeah, yeah.
My husband saw this as an opportunity to suggest maybe it was time to throw the pillow out, as he refused to buy another cover for it, as it was nearly the same price as a new one. But I had got used to sleeping with the other man in my bed and didn't want to give him up, so decided to remove the pillow cover and carry on using it. Ugh. Time rolled on. And my daughter was born, and the pillow had a use again, other than sleeping with me and acting as a giant contraceptive bubble fort that kept my hubby at arm's length.
A giant contraceptive bubble fort.
That's true.
Great.
It is at this point in the story that, looking back on it, I can see that I may have had a problem. By this time, my beloved cover, less pillow, had the inevitable stains of baby spit up mixed with drool, mine and the baby's, along with fake tan smears, yep, and the hairy, bobbled cotton balls of an old age, along with random stains which were of unknown orange origin. Even. It had a rather distinct smell too. That didn't bother me, but my husband complained that the man in the bed was now starting to look and smell rotten. To give context to the age of my pillow, at this point my son is now 8 and my daughter
That's
is about to be 6.
Fucking disgraceful. I knew something was coming. I've been sitting. I am raging. 8.
My daughter had grown very attached to the pillow too, as by this point it was like a shared snuggle blankie that she and my son have grown up with, and much to my annoyance had started stealing it through to her room in the middle of the night.
Wow.
This has caused some arguments over who gets to sleep with the rotten, smelly man
Great.
At night.
Great.
With her birthday coming up in December, we have been having talks about what she would like for her presents. It had been all the usual stuff that was mentioned at home, like Barbies and Teddies, so I was completely blindsided the other day when I went to collect her from school and the teacher asked if she could have a word. Expecting the usuals of Miriam's been talking too much or has had a bump today, etc., etc., things took an awkward turn when the teacher raised concerns over Miriam talking about wanting a rotten, smelly man to sleep in her bed for her birthday.
Oh, great. Oh, kids will absolutely do you with that.
Cue the extremely awkward explanation that, wow, no, she didn't actually mean a rotten, smelly man, but she was actually talking about my 8-year-old pregnancy pillow.
Wow.
It was only then that I realised, by the not very well hidden look of disgust on the teacher's face,
God,
that we should have called it something other than the rotten, smelly man, and B, the time had come to get rid of the other man in my bed.
Wow.
So
what an explanation that is.
Yeah.
I've got to talk to your daughter's been talking about having a man, a rotten, smelly man, sleeping there. We're really concerned. Oh, no. That's just the name of the disgusting 8-year-old putrid, crusted, stained, disgusting fucking petri dish of a shit tip, probably where COVID started pillow that I've been wrapping me manky legs around and sweating into and drooling onto every single night for 8 fucking years. 2 years short of a decade because I'm a pig. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Awful.
I know. Well, I was thinking about mine the other night. I need to wash the cover just because I'd had a bath. Right. In my defence, I'd had a bath.
Right.
But none of me pajama bottoms fit us anymore.
Right.
So I had to wear nightie for bed without any knickers.
Oh, God.
And it was wrapped around my crotch.
Oh,
I know.
God.
So.
Oh, gee whiz.
I know. Snail trail.
Oh, God. Getting your suckers on it, haven't you? Like octopus. Squid's mouth.
I do love it.
Squids have got beaks, actually. Oh, there you
go. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. My ex-boyfriend was really into cars, etc., and was always getting up early to clean out his car / wash his car. I realise now, and probably did then, how very, very boring our relationship was.
Straight in. That's so cold. That was so fucking cold.
If we weren't going to an area about 300 miles away to view a new car, we'd be going to Halfords or somewhere equally as boring to buy some sort of cleaning product for one of his many cars.
You can't slag them off because you went and sat in a fucking tent while someone went fishing. So you can't slag this lass off.
I'm not with him anymore, though, am I?
Okay, yeah.
But neither is she. Anyway, one day when I was at his, he decided to spring on me that he wanted to go to a car meet. Just put in brackets, how embarrassing.
Sorry, what's a car meet?
This is what they call it when, you know, dickheads who just love their car more than they love anything else in the world.
Right, yeah.
Like, they hate their job, but they only go so they can pay for their car.
Right, okay.
We know, they exist. Yeah. They meet up places to show their cars off.
So it's not an organised event. Is this just when they go to a car park, like Fast and the Furious?
Yeah, pretty much. Right,
okay, good, good.
So there'll be a Facebook page.
Yeah, 100%.
There'll be a Northeast car meetup thing.
But it won't be car. This is going to annoy you. It won't be car meetup. It'll be down. It'll be sectioned down into the make of car. So it'll literally be
like certain...
Do you have a Renault Espace?
Yeah.
Is it modified? We're meeting at the beach at 8 o'clock on Tuesday.
Well, basically, yeah. So this is where they were going, and I had to come along. I was furious. And now, when I look back, I can't believe I went along with it.
Mm.
Anyway, when we got there, there were loads of kids. They can only be described as kids. With their Ford Fiestas, thinking they were cool.
Got you.
I flat out refused to get out of the car because A, I was the only female there.
Of course you were.
Obviously. And B, I know fuck all about cars. My ex-boyfriend had a really fancy sports car. So his, I suppose, was the most interesting car there. That's why he's going to them.
Is that it?
That's why he's going to them.
You go to the shit ones as well.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go to like, there might be like brackets. Like, you know, if you're buying a telly on Currys or something and you can choose your price bracket, and be like, £100 to £500. You can think it all.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he's on the shittest Facebook groups for like three-door hatchbacks.
He'll turn up.
He's
probably got a Jag.
Turns up in a fucking TVR and goes, oh, sorry, I'm at the wrong one. Oh, well, anyway, look at my car, isn't it shiny?
Don't look at my dick, it's tiny. Anyway,
that is slander. That's not fair. Everyone with mint cars do not have tiny penises. That's not nice. That's not nice. I'm actually in a Facebook group that tries to disprove this. We'll meet up at the men's toilets with rulers
and with car keys
and pictures of our cars. Yeah, every Wednesday morning.
So time passes and he's off out in his little car showing everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I wake up to a load of faces peering into the car.
So she went to Kip. She went to Kip in the car.
I had been asleep near enough the whole time. And my ex-boyfriend had actually let everyone look in at me. I felt very vulnerable.
Oh my goodness me.
Can you imagine that?
Wow. So they were trying to look at that ice and they actually saw her.
What's the ice?
Oh, Rosie, you're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing yourself. You don't know what I'm talking about here.
No.
Looking at the modified car, looking into the windows at the ice, looking under the boot at the ice, looking in the boot at the ice.
No,
the in-car entertainment.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's right.
They have that on the plane.
That's right. Who read? Hands up if you read Max Power when you were younger. Me hands up.
Don't know what it is. Hands up. My question to you is: have you ever fallen asleep somewhere you probably shouldn't have?
That's a question. Ooh, have I fallen asleep somewhere I probably shouldn't have? I tell you where I don't like falling asleep, where I find it very uncomfortable, round the pool on holiday.
You do that a lot and then you snore and I have to wake you up.
But then I wake up and I'm like, what have you all been doing while I've been asleep here and vulnerable?
Mm.
Have you all been over putting your like tiddlers on my legs and that?
I mean, I was laying next to you the whole time.
Yeah, you always put your tiddler on my leg. Do you know what I mean? I feel like everyone's like teabagged us and stuff.
Monkey.
What about you?
I've never really fallen asleep somewhere I shouldn't have, other than, you know, nightclub toilets. That used to happen all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we've talked
disco
about
naps.
That. Yeah. That's in the book.
Some of my best sleeps ever were when I worked at Pontins.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have to dress up as the characters.
Right.
And I used to be in the characters, which were, like, to be honest, disgusting, because you used to sweat in them, like,
vile.
To the point where you had a sweatsuit and like the top and shorts you would wear underneath would be dripping wet with sweat.
Wow.
Yeah. It was very thin back then. So one of the best sleeps I've ever had was inside Nasha the dog.
Wow.
Backstage at Pontins Green Sands.
So you just lay down?
Literally.
In Nasha the
full
dog?
Full suit of Nasha the dog, head the lot. I would just lie on the floor because it was really padded and go to sleep.
Wow.
And they were good sleeps.
Yeah. I mean, I just imagine it stank.
As a grown adult now, I would never step in one. I can't believe I did it.
Well, I mean, you shout at me, you tell me the bin stinks from the other end of the house when I opened the bin a centimetre to put something in.
It was rotten, Chris.
Good God.
Absolutely rotten. I got ringworm at one point.
Oh, what's ringworm?
Like a thing that you get.
Oh, it's a little rash, isn't it? I always get it mixed up with worms, but it's just a little rash.
Just ringworm. Horrible. Disgusting. But, you know, job's a job, innit?
God, Nash the dog.
Pay them bills.
Oh, it's really sad falling asleep as Nash the dog. Hey, showbiz, got to start somewhere.
Got to start somewhere. Had to keep the head on as well in case any kids came backstage.
Great.
Because that would have been upsetting.
Oh, yeah, because of it. Why are kids coming backstage? What kind of place are you running here?
Pontins, man.
Oh, they would just run in.
They'd just run in. Right, okay. Of course they did. We used to have to keep the heads on all the time because it was like, can you imagine if you just stood without a head on and kids coming back?
I love that.
And you're
right,
like,
yeah. So I know someone who's, my tour manager, Rhys, mentioned twice this podcast, his wife worked on the Peppa Pig tour.
Mm.
And that was the thing. They used to give kids a tour, an organised tour at the end of the show, backstage. Mm-hmm. And it was the thing. It was leave the Peppa Pig that had to have their heads on. All the characters had to have their heads on.
Yeah.
And this is amazing because they would have the head on. It would be lying down on its box and it would be, oh, Peppa's asleep.
Right.
But this would be Nasha's asleep, but they're actually, Nasha is asleep because there's a fucking sleeping woman inside Nasha. But Nasha's asleep. Oh, he's snoring. Oh, he's sweating. Oh, he's pissed himself.
Oh, he's just said he's desperate for a tab. That's weird. Did you not know that when as well, just for shits and giggles, because there was loads of rules, like when you took a picture with a kid, obviously you had to have your hands in the air and all that kind of stuff, and you weren't allowed to talk or whatever. You had to be really professional because it's, you know, your dreams could be shattered.
Yeah, of course.
But sometimes when I was feeling a bit cheeky, some of the kids would go over and they'd like poke you in the mouth and that because you know, kids whose parents don't stop them from doing things, you just let them kick you. Like I used to get kicked and stuff and you'd be like, you little fucking arsehole.
Yeah.
So when they got too close, I'd go like this. Nasha, 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 Nasha. And they'd be like,
I thought you were going to say something really horrible.
No, I just used to go,
Santa's not real and I'm going to stab your mom in the eye. But it was just Nasha,
it was
Nasha,
just Nasha,
Nasha,
Nasha, Nasha.
Well done. But my brain went to a horrible place there and it was just Nasha, Nasha. Well done.
I mean, 34-year-old Rosie would have said something like that.
Oh, yeah.
18-year-old Rosie.
Yeah.
You know.
Best she could come up with.
Best. That was all I had.
She wasn't married to Mr. Saturday Night then, was she?
Oh.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Kept this story for a while, but I feel like it's time to share it. Not 100% sure if every detail is true, as a friend of mine told me this story whilst I was at uni with him, but it stayed with me to this day.
The old friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend.
Let's see.
He is quite a keen traveller and spent a lot of time in South America. One day, he was in a bar in Colombia with... That's where I used to live in Rhodes.
Colombia. Got you.
Sorry. He was in a bar in Colombia with a friend he had met on his travels when a good-looking girl came into the bar. His friend was obviously interested and soon went over to introduce himself.
Mm.
My friend happily sat with his drink while this guy flirted and successfully... Mm. I mean,
Freudian
he
slip.
Did, convinced her to leave with him.
Oh.
An hour or so later, the guy returned to the bar, completely ignored my friend, went straight to the bartender and ordered a whiskey, looking visibly traumatized.
Right.
Straight after that drink, he ordered another, seeing both of them off straight away.
Right.
The old double whiskey shot.
Double whiskey, yeah.
My friend, obviously confused at what had happened, went over to ask if he was okay. He then told him the gruesome details.
Oh, God.
He had returned with the girl back to his hostel, Ovs,
great.
Where they had begun to get to business. They decided to have a go at 69.
Right.
With him on the bottom and the girl on top.
I mean, who does that on a one night stand?
Chris, nothing surprises me anymore with these emails.
Good God.
There's just so much going on. Good People God. Knocking out the old 69s.
In a hostel.
Not on the wedding night. My God. In a hostel, exactly. A shared room? 69? Rank. People are rank. So, anyway, he was lying there, quite content with his eyes closed, giving it his all with this girl lying on top of him, when all of a sudden, he felt something tap on his forehead. He chose to ignore this, as it wasn't too aggressive, and he'd already had a few drinks, and it could have been anything. But a few seconds later, He felt it again.
Right. I don't like where this is going.
That was when he opened his eyes. He saw, looking back at him, not an inch from his face, a tapeworm extending out of her bum hole.
No way! There's no! What's a tap in his head for?
Earthworm Jim.
Oh, no.
Quite obviously horrified, he jumped up and left as fast as he could. My friend swears to this day it's a true story and remembers the horrified look on the guy's face when he arrived back at the bar.
No, I can't.
So hold on. The only reason I've read this out is because that's not a friend from a friend from a friend. That is somebody's friend spoke to the guy who it happened to.
Oh.
So that's quite, that's, do you think? I don't know.
What's it, so what's it tapping him on? So it's just touching, what? So it's just fucking wriggling like a wagon tail. Because she's excited.
And it's come out of her bum.
What's it doing coming out for?
I don't know.
Do they looking for food.
That's what, is that what they do?
I don't know.
But tapeworms are real.
Oh, God. I don't know. Do you know what? I'd like to call bullshit on it, but I don't know. Honestly, I feel a bit sick. Mm-hmm.
I love Ed's tapping
sick.
Him on his head. Like, any room for any room for another one, for a little one?
Tap, 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 tap. Hey, mate, you couldn't just thumb us back in here, could you? Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry.
That doesn't matter. Tapeworm's like, what you had for dinner?
Can't have an horse. You've got a bit of bacon between your teeth, fella. Spread the joy.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Episode 88. You've had your fill. Now, gan on your way. Thank you for listening this week, Shagmar and Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast, which is still part of the Acast Creator Network.
Still, they're not getting rid of it. Not that they're trying to. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to get in touch at shagmarandannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you for rating and subscribing on your little podcast apps. I do appreciate it. I've seen the little rates are going up. So thank you very much. The merch is available now on the website. The book is out. And catch Little Mix and Search. I'll be on there, and then I'll be on Children in Need as well.
I have nothing to promote.
Got
other
you.
Than no, nothing. It's,
got
it's
you.
Nearly bonfire night.
Really, it is. But it's also nearly Halloween.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. See, you got them too.
Well,
there you go.
Okay.
Hey, well done, you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.